More now on the resignation of Richard Grasso. We're going to talk with Bill George, the former CEO of Medtronic, who serves on several corporate boards, also on a couple of compensation committees of those boards, and has been a campaigner for corporate reform. Bill George, first of all, the Grasso story, a minor embarrassment for the New York Stock Exchange, or an important moment, do you think?
A very major issue. It's a tragedy for Dick Grasso, but I think in the end the right thing was done by the board, because we have to recognize the institution has to come before the individual. And this whole situation really shook the foundations of trust in our exchanges, and that we just can't let that happen.
Talk about this idea of the regulatory role. I think all of us laypersons understand that the exchange manages the trading of shares in companies. It also, Mr. Grasso was kind of a promoter for the exchange as well. He'd go on television and in the press and talk up the New York Stock Exchange, help modernize it. But regulate it? Do we really think he was a regulator?
Well, two things. He certainly did a good job promoting it. I'm on the board of Novartis, a large Swiss drug company, and we went on the New York Stock Exchange, a big board, so to speak, and a lot in part because of his encouragement. But on the regulation side, he did a very good job. They had listing requirements for all of us to follow, and they set a very good standard long before Sarbanes-Oxley. They were putting their requirements in place, and I think they're excellent requirements, like executive sessions of the board and director independence, many of these things. And now the problem comes, though, the people setting the standards are not adhering by their own regulation, and that's where the loss of trust and the questions come up.
One lay outsider's view of what just happened is that Mr. Grasso was revealed to be making a huge amount of money. He's not a major league shortstop, and it's too much, particularly when much of it was earned in a year when the market didn't do all that well. Not the problem, you're saying.
Oh, I think it is a problem. I think we have to recognize those of us who lead organizations are really stewards of a legacy, and we have to gain the trust. And if our compensation is beyond the pale, so to speak, in the eyes of our constituents, it damages the reputation of the institution. So we have to take that into account.
Chairman Donaldson of the Securities and Exchange Commission was upset about this compensation package, and he inquired about it, and he clearly didn't like it. Do we score a point for him in this?
Absolutely. He recognized the deeper issues immediately, that they went beyond Dick Grasso. Bill Donaldson's the kind of person I write about in my book as a real authentic leader, because he understands the issues. He's not in it for the money. He's in it for building institutions and creating great lasting value.
If the exchange had not acted in keeping with his concerns, would that have strengthened the case for a stronger federal role in supervising the exchanges?
Well, that certainly was the risk, that the regulatory powers would devolve to the federal government. That's not necessarily a good thing, but I think we have to give the board credit here in the end for stepping up, facing the issue, and doing the right thing. I think the directors who forced that deserve a lot of credit for stepping up and recognizing this thing could not drag out, because they recognize that the institution must come before any individual.
To you, what will be the sign coming out of the stock exchange that something really positive has happened after the Grasso resignation? What will be the good news you're waiting for?
I'm waiting for the directors of the exchange to take the lead in actively putting in a governance system that is a model for the rest of the world and sets the standard and addresses all of the issues that have been raised about how the exchange should be governed, who should serve on its board. Each of those issues needs to be addressed here, and that will be a very positive sign, and I think will go a long way to restoring confidence in the exchange itself.
And you're saying that the exchange could hold up a mirror, its own requirements of listed companies, and it would have good rules for how it should behave.
I think that's a very good starting place, and I think we all should hold up a mirror to ourselves because sometimes it's hard to see that mirror accurately.
Mr. George, thanks for talking once again.
Thank you, Robert.
Bill George, former chief executive officer of Medtronic, a corporate director nowadays, and also the author of the book Authentic Leadership.